Welcome back to the Midday Show and to Tasting Tuesdays, sponsored by Taste New York Market at Todd Hill on the Taconic Parkway. Discover a wide array of products sourced regionally in the heart of the Hudson Valley, just 10 miles north of I-84. Also in part by the Shawgunk Wine Trail, 14 wineries, cideries, and distilleries offering events, tours, and tastings. Find out more at gunkswine.com. By Kingston Implant Center, offering computer-guided dental implant placement with a 15-year implant guarantee on Broadway in Kingston. The initial consultation fee is waived for KZE listeners. Learn more at kingstonimplantcenter.com. And finally, by the South Egremont Spirit Shop, curated wines, regional spirits, and craft brews, southegremontspirits.com. And it is my great pleasure to welcome Hanny of Hanny's Harvest to Tasting Tuesdays. Hi, Hanny.
Hi, Adam.
How are you? My pleasure. Thank you for coming in. I really appreciate your schlepping all the way from Catskill, where you currently do your business from.
Pleasure to be here.
Influenced by his own wellness journey, his passion for plants, and his unquenchable quest for adventure, Hanny's mission is to inspire others to thrive in mind, body, and community spirit by sharing the benefits of whole, raw, consciously sourced superfoods infused in his line of small batch wellness tonics. Again, Hanny, welcome to Tasting Tuesdays. So glad you came here. You know, let's get into the origin story of Hanny's Harvest.
Sure, absolutely. Starting with the wellness journey, you know, I've always been drawn to healthy lifestyle. I've been a student of yoga. I've been always into, you know, clean eating.
Always. And where did that come from?
Well, kind of just a, you know, I was on the road for a number of years, so my background was as an engineer, and I was a field engineer, so I used to travel around and work in power plants for a number of years, and, you know, being on the road, you could make a choice whether to just eat road food or, you know, go to the organic supermarket or whatnot and prepare your own meals and choose to live healthy. And, you know, I saw the guys. I was in my early 20s to mid-20s at the time, and I saw these guys who were, you know, not even that old, really, guys in their 50s who were just, like, falling apart because they're living this on-the-road lifestyle and not taking care of themselves. So I had made a commitment to myself that I was going to eat well, I was going to exercise, et cetera, et cetera. So,
was that something that you found within, or were your parents, did they bring you up more conscientious about such things? Or,
yeah, that's a good question. I would say...
Or did you just get scared straight by these guys that you described?
It was a little scary. It was a little scary. And I'd always been active. You know, I was always wanting to get out there and you know, go hiking and just like physically be out there on adventures on my bicycle, on the trails and whatnot. So when I got into this line of work, which I then left some years later, we can talk about that, you know, I kind of felt this kind of disconnect between what I physically wanted and what I was now doing for a living. So, okay, how do I reconcile these two things together?
Sometimes you don't.
Yes, and I don't do that anymore.
Right. So you decided to bring this journey that you went on. You made a series of choices. And then you decided you wanted to share this with the community at large.
Yeah. So there's a couple things that we're skipping. You know, I was living in New York City. Sure. I'd left the engineering world. I was had a bunch of little side hustles going at the time, and I got turned on to the recipe for our flagship product, which is our fire cider. And I made a batch in a Brooklyn apartment in a small jar, and I took it every day, and I felt great. And then I started sharing it with people, and they liked it. And people said, oh, well, can you make it sweeter? Can you make it spicier? Or I don't want it sweet.
Right. So it became a number of products.
It became a number of products. It just kind of took on a life of its own at the time. And I was in a point of time, again, living in Brooklyn, where I was happy, but I didn't necessarily feel like I was thriving, that there was anything necessarily that was stoking my fire at the time. So it just kind of fell into my lap at a time where I wanted to pivot into a new direction. And I had no idea what it took to start a company like this, which is the naivete probably helped me a little bit, because it's a lot of work in doing something like this.
Yeah, sometimes what you don't know, you know, might just be the very thing that you need at the moment to take risks, you know?
Absolutely.
Well, that's so great that you did that. And we're going to try a couple of these tonics, as you described. But just tell me what a superfood is.
My definition of a superfood is, you know, any food which is just packed with nutritive value. Let's get in some of the specific ingredients. Garlic, turmeric, elderberries, all of these foods.
Ginger? Is ginger in there?
Ginger, yeah. Ginger is one of them as well. We also use onion and horseradish.
Wow,
now,
yummy.
Some people may or may not consider those superfoods, but from what I know about these foods is they're just loaded with benefits.
Yeah, I think, you know, for many maladies, you named the medication that people could be on. I'm not recommending people just self-figure this out on their own, maybe, but I know that there are lots of folks that rely on those types of superfoods, as we describe them, to stay healthy.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we do have to be careful talking about food,
right?
As
we're not,
quote,
we're not,
unquote, medicine. We're FDA not, disclaimer.
Right. Exactly. No. These are just for things that maybe you've experienced.
Yeah. And they speak for themselves. You know, they speak for themselves. I mean, you know, take an ingredient like garlic. It's been used for centuries.
Sure.
As a health tonic.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would love to try one of those. Maybe to start with the flagship. What is it called?
So what I was actually thinking pour you is our best seller.
It's
not our flagship. It's really, I would say, it's our third recipe that's gone through a few iterations over the years, but I call it the gateway fire cider. So our flagship fire cider, and for those who don't know, fire cider is in a base of apple cider vinegar. The five main roots are onion, garlic, turmeric, ginger, horseradish, and we put some other herbs in there. The flagship is our unsweetened fire cider, which guys like me love. I like pickle juice. I like that tart, tangy flavor. It's not for everybody. The maple honey fire cider is the one I'm going to pour us. That's the one that people say, oh, I'm afraid of vinegar. I know it's good for me. I want to take this, but, you know, that I'm scared of vinegar.
Well, but I want a fully puckering experience.
You do? Okay.
Well, I want to try them both.
Okay, let's try them both.
Put me on. You know, you see like all these video shows of people trying hot sauces and this and that. You know, we can try a little bit of a smaller version of that, you know, a tamer version. I'm speaking with Hani Elduani from Hani's Harvest in Catskill, who I got introduced to through our recent guest, Marta from Potter's Table, right? She's a, she rents a spot from you? Is that how it?
We actually both sublet from the same landlord.
I see. So you both sublet from the same landlord, so you got to know each other. She was really praising you and your products.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. And she makes great, definitely a shout out for her. Those baked goods she makes are awesome.
I had such a nice time.
So here is our flagship. Here is our unsweetened fire cider. That is the naked goodness of vinegar infused with all the aforementioned superfoods.
All right. Here comes some health, right?
Some cheers.
Healthy lifestyle here coming my way. Oh, boy. Wow, that is robust. That's a robust experience. That's hitting me in so many different ways. My palate doesn't even know where to begin here processing that. That's amazing. But it was enjoyable.
I'm glad that you feel that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm totally. And, you know, I wouldn't be doing this thing if I wasn't open-minded. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Let me pour you the next one here. This is the maple honey. So this is going to be a little rounder.
Started with that pickle juice one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Okay, this is great. This is which one?
So this is the maple honey fire cider. It's similar to the one we just had, except it's sweetened. A couple of extra herbs in there as well.
But don't be mistaken. This will demand your palate to lean in, as they say.
Do you like spice?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, it's interesting, my relationship with spice. When I was young, like everybody, you want to show off, or even just to yourself, you know, and order the hottest thing on the menu if you're going out for dinner at the Indian restaurant or some such place. And then I realized I want to taste the foods.
Mm-hmm.
So I cut out spice, and it would just get kind of mild stuff. I'd ask for, so I could taste everything. And then more recently, in the last bunch of years, I've kind of been getting back into, you know, some more heat in my food. And I'm really enjoying it this time. Because now I'm just doing it, like, when it makes sense, with particular dishes where it just makes the most sense for me and when I get the most pleasure from eating or drinking. So I'm all for that.
Similarly, yeah. I mean, my brother and I used to compete for the spiciest hot sauce for our wings, et cetera. And now exactly. There's a time and place for it.
Right. Yeah.
But this is our spicy fire cider. So okay. This one has Carolina Reaper peppers in them. If you know what those are, they're one of the hottest peppers in the world.
No, I'm kidding. Ooh, that is though.
And it's not just the novelty of spice. That capsaicin in there is actually really good for your circulatory system.
Oh, really?
So it, you know, everything we use has some function to it, some functional benefit.
Right. It's not arbitrary.
Yeah.
Got it. Well, how do you? And so as we have to kind of wind down, but how do you market and like how do you stick out and how do you get your products into the Hudson Valley and Catskill marketplace?
Sure. Absolutely. Most of our,
it is different. I mean, you are offering something that is not very common, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's kind of a mixed bag, you know. If you enter into a market where that is saturated, like say hot sauce, okay, there's a lot of recognition, but there's a lot of competition. There's a lot of barriers to entry. Fire cider, when we entered it, there was very little going on, so it was wide open, but there was a lot of education that had to happen. I've seen a big difference from 8 years ago, where now, you know, 1 in 100 people would know what fire cider is. Now it's, I would say maybe even 1 in 5. So it's a lot has changed since then. We sell most of our products online.
People can go to hannysharvest.com, HannysHarvest.com. And you guys are also on Instagram, I noticed.
Yeah, but we have different wholesale channels that there's certain drop ship distributors such as Fair, FAIRE, and Mabel. So us as producers, we use these drop shippers to get them into the small mom and pop stores. And that's been a very successful channel. We also have a lot of direct accounts. A lot of people have reached out to us. You know, these shopkeepers up and down the Hudson River, I mean, they stop in on each other and the word gets out. So,
yeah, word of mouth.
Yeah.
And if you're listening, again, reach out to Hanny. You can do so again at hannysharvest.com, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Hanny, for coming in. And well, let's do this again. I mean, I think we barely tasted. How many products do you have altogether?
So we just tried three of the things that we make. We have 5 others, and I'd be happy to share them with you.
I would love that. So let's make sure we do this soon.
Sounds good.
You know, later this year or what have you. I'd love to have you back on Tasting Tuesdays. What a great guest. And we can get more into your story. I loved it.
Awesome. Thank you, Adam.
Thank you. This is Tasting Tuesdays, 98.1 KZE.